City Girl, Country Girl, written and read by Liz Harfel. The honeymoon that followed Lyle and Elaine's wedding might well have been the end of the marriage. It certainly gave Elaine a taste of the adventures she could expect in the future with Lyle, who loved exploring out-of-the-way places on backcountry roads. For their honeymoon, he decided to take her on a caravanning trip to Gippsland. One overnight stop was the old gold mining town of Walhalla, in a deep valley on the southern edge of the Victorian Alps. The road in was narrow, winding, and very steep, with precipitous drops. More than a few times, Elaine was convinced that they would end up at the bottom of one. When they finally pulled into the virtual ghost town, the few remaining inhabitants turned out to stare in wonder. They were the first people anyone could recall who were brave or foolish enough to tow a caravan into Walhalla. On another night, they pulled up in a forest. Lyle climbed out of the car and started looking around. When Elaine asked him why, he told her he was just checking which way the trees might fall if the wind picked up. Startled at this hidden danger, the city girl tried not to feel too nervous about the prospect of being squashed while she lay asleep in her bed, and must have been wondering why they were not staying at a genteel hotel. Then the kerosene stove in their little caravan broke down. The next morning, a local timber feller came to the rescue and cook them a hearty breakfast of steak, eggs and chips. After a fortnight or so, surprisingly unscathed, the newlyweds headed back to Mallel and the start of Elaine's life as a farmer's wife. They arrived in time for tea in the middle of a thunderstorm and heavy rain. 2 days later, they were officially welcomed by the district at a special social and dance held at the Mallel Primary School. There was no hall in those days, so the school often served as the community gathering point. During the evening, there were supper and speeches, and the young couple were presented with an elegant oak pedestal. Lyle didn't have much opportunity to dance with his wife that night, even though the party continued until the small hours, because he was part of the band providing the music. She didn't mind too much, which is just as well, given the pattern repeated itself at many other dances over the years. But that doesn't mean she didn't dance. There were always plenty of other willing partners. During those first few days on the farm, Elaine also survived what was known as a tin kettling. About 40 people showed up on a Tuesday night to observe this nerve-wracking tradition, which was still very much alive in rural communities like Mallel in the 1940s. It involved friends and neighbours welcoming newlyweds to the district by showing up at their home and banging together pots, pans and any other metal objects they could lay their hands on. Officially, the couple had no warning. People would wait until they were nicely settled in for the evening, sneak up to the house and then make as much noise as possible. Unofficially, they often had at least some idea it was going to happen, so they could make sure there was food and drink on hand to share with the revellers afterwards. Only the year before, during Elaine's first visit, there'd been another tin kettling in the district, which apparently got a little out of hand. A wagon was overturned, a horse let loose, and a man was spotted dressed up in some of the new wives' clothes. Lyle and Elaine's new home was an old farmhouse, which Lyle inherited from his Uncle Jack when he was only 15, along with half of the original family farm. A bachelor who bred horses and was a keen member of the local hunt club, Jack named the property Oakbank Farm, after the home of the famous Great Eastern Steeplechase in the Adelaide Hills. The land was always run as an integral part of his brother William's share on the other side of the block. But Jack built his own house and moved there after William and Amy married in 1910. He later returned to the home farm to be cared for by them in his old age, and his house was rented out. Solidly constructed of local limestone, it had a veranda across the front and a central passageway leading from the front door, with two rooms on either side. All the rooms had high ceilings, fireplaces, and dark timber architraves and doors, which seemed to suck the light out despite generous sash windows. There was a small porch at the back, and the toilet was in the garden. In between the oat harvest, threshing grain, and their frequent gigs as musicians, the Harfels worked hard to spruce up the house as much as possible before the wedding. Lyle and Ross bought some chairs, a hall stand, and a double bed at an auction. They fixed the kitchen chimney and painted the master bedroom with calcimine, a lime-based wash that came as a powder and was then mixed with water. Then, while the newlyweds were on their honeymoon, Amy and Ross finished setting it all up, buying a new Kapok mattress and blankets for the bed.